也大家平安。
Peace to everyone.
今天下午讲到的题目是学习松手。
This afternoon's topic of mutual encouragement is learning to lose your hand.
我们看看我们这双手啊，神给我们每个人都有一双手。
If we look at our hands, God has given us every one of us a hand.
这双手只能做两个动作。
This hand can only do two actions.
第一就是要握紧。
One action is to hold on tight.
第二个呢就是要放开。
The other one is to loosen up.
这个是最主要的两个动作。
That's the two main actions.
当然其他手指啊可以做别的事情。
Of course, your fingers can do other actions.
但是抓跟放就是我们一天大部分时间在做的事情。
But closing or open is what your hand does most of the time.
有没有看过小朋友啊在这个玩具店里面呢有时候抓着一个玩具打死不肯放的那种场面。
I don't know if you have seen a kid in a toy store, regardless how hard you try, they just grab onto this piece of toy.
也可能不是抓着玩具而已，一手抓玩具，一直抓着妈妈的手，不给她走，不买的话不给你走。
Sometimes it's not just one hand holding the toy, the other hand is holding the mom. If the mom would not buy it, he would not let go.
有人说人生啊，小时候啊，在年轻的时候啊，一直学习抓东西。
Some people say in a person's life when they're young, they always learn to hold on.
但是你年纪慢慢长大了，越了解人生，越有智慧了，就学习慢慢真的要松手，要放手。
But as you grow older, in your life, when you have obtained more wisdom, you learn to let go.
因为你抓也抓不完，抓也抓不住。
Because you cannot hold on to all things, and you cannot hold on for a long time.
有时候不抓有时候不放也不行。
And sometimes you just have to let go.
不放自己很辛苦，放了反而轻松舒服了。
If you don't let go, you are there. You can be more relaxed.
最近我在跟着教会的圣经的进度来读圣经，读到《生命记》第十五章。
So recently, I've been following the church's Bible reading schedule, and I've come across Deuteronomy chapter 15.
我在读的时候啊，突然间感觉到，好像这整章里面的神就教训神的选民以色列百姓啊，怎么样来松手。
And I, through reading this whole chapter, I feel that God is giving the chosen people this message to teach them how to open their hands.
这是神很大的智慧。
This is the great wisdom of God.
会抓的人不是最有智慧的人。
Those people who knows how to grab onto, they are not the most wise.
你拿到了再放开才是最有智慧的。
But when you have hold on to and then you loosen up, open your hand, that is the wisest.
才有心灵的平安。
And this way you obtain peace in your hearts.
得到神更多的祝福。
And this way you can receive more blessing from God.
才会人际关系更好。
And this way you can have better relationship with others.
那今天我们的不幸福、不美满、不开心呢，常常都是因为抓的太多，放的太少。
Today in our life when we have a lot of unrest, not happy, because we hold on too much and then we loosen up too little.
那我们再来看看第十五章教导我们要松手做哪几件事情呢？
Let's read into chapter 15 and see what we can open our hand to.
第一件事情就是要松手免债。
The first thing is we have to open our hands to forgive the debts of others.
我们看十五章的第一节。
Let's read chapter 15, verse 1.
每逢七年末一年，你要施行扩免。
15 verse 1, at the end of every 7 years, you shall grant release of debts.
扩免的定例呢是这样，凡债主要把所欠所借给邻舍的扩免了，不可向邻舍和弟兄追讨，因为耶和华的扩免年已经宣告了。
And this is the form of the release. Every creditor who has lent anything to his neighbor shall release it. He shall not require it of his neighbor or his brother, because it is called the Lord's release.
若借给外邦人呢，也可以向他追讨，但借给你弟兄的，无论是什么，你要松手扩免了。
Three of a foreigner you may require it, but you shall give up your claim to what is owed by your brother.
这是神告诉百姓第一件要松手的事。
So this is the first thing that God taught the people how to open their hands.
就是别人欠你债。
Which is if other people owed you debt.
这个是特别指着弟兄，就是犹太人、以色列百姓，或者你的邻舍、同族的人欠你债。
And this is specially targeted towards your own kind, your brothers and sisters, the people Israelites.
如果碰到 安息年，就是每七年的最后一年的话。
If they specially came upon this Sabbath year, which comes about every 7 year,
那神就规定了，那一年当中呢，你之前借给人的，借给你弟兄的，你不可以要回来了。
And what God requires of the people is what you have lent to other people, you should not require other people to pay back.
那为什么神要百姓这样做呢？
So why does God want the people to do such?
如果以社会学、经济学的角度来说呢，神也有他的智慧。
If you look at it from the perspective of society and also economics, then God has his wisdom.
因为神不希望在一个社会里面呢，贫富太悬殊。
God does not want there to be too much of a gap between the rich and the poor.
如果一个社会啊，有钱的变得越来越有钱。
If within the society, those rich becomes more and more rich.
那穷呢，变得越来越穷。
And the poor becomes more poor.
都要靠借钱来过日子。
And they had to require to lend to in order to borrow in order to make a living.
虽然有一部分有钱，但是很多穷人在社会，那这个社会也是不美好、不美满的。
Then the society becomes a one that has too many poor people and too little rich people, and that's not good.
所以神的目的就是要整个以色列选民的社会里面呢，稍微平均一点。
So God wants more equity, between the rich and the poor.
目的呢，就是从第五节这里所说的，如果你遵守、谨守神的话的话呢，就在你们中间没有穷人了。
And the purpose of in verse 5, only if you're careful, obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe with care for all these commandments, then there will be no poor among you.
这是从物质的条件来说，神希望以色列百姓里面真的没有人，没有什么人特别的穷，穷到饭都没得吃。
And so physically, God will help the people so that nobody is too poor to the point that they cannot eat.
这神要打破这个贫穷的人，孩子还是贫穷的，以后都是贫穷的这个循环。
So God will break this vicious cycle of the poor.
因为你如果六年都还不了那个债啊，大概给你另外六年加上利息也是还不了。
Because if for 6 years you cannot repay back the debt, and on the seventh year with all the interest, you probably will not be able to pay back.
如果还不了，到最后可能你孩子都要卖了，卖来还债了，那就不好。
And at the end, if you still cannot pay back, you have to sell your children. That's very bad.
对放债的人来说呢，既然他六年收不到那个债，也不影响他的生活，所以要免掉的话，他应该也不会什么受苦。
And for the lenders, if they have not received their payment for 6 years, that means they're probably still okay without that money.
所以第一个神要告诉他们的，你们要松手。如果别人真的是欠你债没有办法还，那到安息年第七年的话，你就放手吧，算吧，不要再计较了。
And so this is a teaching of God. If for 7 years that you cannot return or get the payments back, you should just let go.
在犹太的社会里面，真的是有这种兄弟之间的互相帮忙的这种情感在里面。
And within the Jewish society, indeed, there's such a filial relationship between brothers and sisters, brothers, to forgive debt.
他们犹太人就喜欢住在一个社区里面，然后互相的帮助。
Because in Jewish society, they always want to live alongside each other and help each other.
当然也不是说犹太人里面没有穷人。
It doesn't mean that there's no poor in the Jewish society.
但是如果按照摩西律法这种精神来说呢，穷人会得到帮助，以后还有翻身的机会。
But according to the spirit of Mosaic law, the poor receive their help, they might be able to turn around one day.
那么从放手免债，我们可以学习到什么一个精神呢？
And so from learning how to open our hands and forgive debt, what can we learn?
好了，我们来想想，如果别人欠你债还不了，或者是不想还，那你肯定是吃亏嘛。
And so if we think about it, if other people does not want to repay you and or don't want to repay you, you are losing out.
第一，你心里面可能很不舒服。
So in your heart, you might not feel well.
如果朋友向你借钱，他不还或者还不了的，到最后可能朋友都没得做，因为你很讨厌他。
And if a friend cannot repay you back or not able to repay back, you might not even become friends afterwards.
因为你觉得你吃了亏了。
Because you feel that you have been taken advantage of.
然后他占了你的便宜。
That person is taking advantage of you.
不单只你钱收不到，你朋友也没有了。
And not only do not get the money back, you lose a friend.
所以这个就是一般社会上会发生的情况。
And so this is usually what happens in the society.
但是如果对同样是神的选民，教会的弟兄姐妹。
But towards the brothers and sisters in the church and God's chosen people,
或是你的亲人啊,
or even your relatives,
在金钱上真的是让你吃亏的, 那你要怎么做呢?
So financially, indeed, you may lose out. So what should you do?
或者是你们一起投资了, 真的你吃了亏了, 你心里很不开心的, 那你怎么做呢?
And if both of you invest in something and you lose out, what can you do?
当然你可以很生气。
Of course, you can be very angry.
你也可以一辈子记着这些钱的数目。
In all your life, you will remember the amounts that that person owed you.
你也可以跟他绝交, 跟他从来不来往。
You can also cut off the relationship and not have any affiliation with that person.
因为你有权利这样做, 因为你真的是吃了亏了。
Because you have the privilege to do so, you deserve to do that.
但是圣经告诉我们另外一个观念。
But the Bible gives us another concept.
如果你真的收不回来,
if truly you cannot get it back,
或者对方没有办法给你,
of the other side not able to do it,
他欠了你的数目,
and that amount that person owed you,
那你要怎么过呢?
What can you do?
你会心里面很愁苦的, 每一天想这个事情呢?
Do you think about it every day and be worried every day?
还是你宁愿, 好了, 吃亏就吃亏吧?
Or do you become a willing acceptor of this?
他不还你, 你免了债, 神就会补足给你。
You can just forgive that person his debt, and maybe God will repay you back.
你也不会因为这样子不够。
And you will not be in the situation where you don't have enough.
我们看哥林多前书。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians.
哥林多前书的第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
哥林多前书第六章。
1 Corinthians chapter 6.
第七节,
verse 7.
哥林多前书第六章第七节,
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
哥林多前书六章七节,
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 7.
你们彼此告状, 这已经是你们的大错了, 为什么不情愿受欺呢? 为什么不情愿吃亏呢?
7. Now therefore, it is already an utter failure for you that you go to law against one another. Why do you not rather accept wrong? Why do you not rather let yourself be cheated?
当时的哥林多教会啊, 有一些弟兄姐妹之间啊, 在政府那边告来告去。
So, at the Corinthian church at that time, brothers and sisters, they sue each other before the government.
其实最主要就是为了金钱的问题。
And most likely it's for financial affairs.
那保罗就说了, 你们都是主的兄弟姐妹, 都是一家人。
And so Paul encouraged them, you are one family, you are brothers and sisters.
为了这些钱, 告到外邦人的法庭那边去, 有荣耀神吗?
For the sake of these money, do you sue each other before other people? Does that glorify God?
所以保罗就说了, 为什么不情愿吃一点亏呢?
So Paul asked them, why don't you just accept the wrong?
所以在安息年里面第七年, 神就鼓励百姓告诉百姓说, 好了, 别人还不了你的, 或者是, 你借出去了,那就免了吧。
So on Sabbath year, every 7 years, God taught them that if you cannot get it back, why don't you just forgive them their debts?
不要把钱看得很重。
Don't emphasize too much on wealth, on money.
不要因为钱而兄弟啊,亲人啊,都反目。
Don't lose out on the relationship of the family members and the friendship for the sake of money.
不要为了这些钱啊,弄到自己的心里很不平安。
Don't lose out on the peace of your heart for the sake of these money.
有一个弟兄啊, 他的弟弟要做生意。
There was a brother, his younger brother wanted to do some business.
他弟弟不是信主的。
His younger brother was not someone that believed in the Lord.
两兄弟感情还是很不错。
But they are good brothers and sisters. They have good relationships.
弟弟就跟哥哥讲。
So the younger one said to the older one,
我要做生意要向银行借一点钱。
Saying that I want to do some business, I want to lend some money from the bank.
帮我签一个名, 担保一下, 没什么事, 不用你给我什么钱。
Can you just co-sign it for me? You don't have to give me money, just be my guarantor.
那弟兄又说, 好, 那既然弟弟做生意, 我签一个名, 担保, 支持一下也很好。
So that brother thought that my brother is doing business, I should be supporting of him, so it's okay, just sign the name.
结果做了生意之后不久啊, 景气就变差。
But not long after he did his business, the economic environment made a downturn.
然后呢,这个弟弟欠银行很多钱,还不出来。
And so this brother owed the bank a lot of money and he cannot repay it.
因为他哥哥签了名,这是我们弟兄签了名,但担保,银行当然是找他算账。
And because he was a guarantor for this person, of course, the bank went after our brother.
哇，那个弟兄啊，因为这样亏损了很多。
So that brother, because of this, he lose out on a lot of money.
一开始这个弟弟还是有点避开哥哥啊，想说，哎呀，怎么办？
At first, this younger brother wanted to avoid his older brother, thinking that, oh, what should I do?
但是我们这个弟兄啊，他有神的爱在他心里面。
But this brother of ours, he has God's love inside of him.
不想发生的已经发生了。
What he wanted to avoid has already happened.
不该签的名也签了进去了，现在要负责了。
And he already signed the name that he's not supposed to sign, and he has to be responsible.
我弟弟欠了我这些债，他也还不了。
And my brother owes me all this money. He cannot pay back.
但是他还想说，我一辈子就是这个弟弟。
But he thought to himself, all my life, I only have this younger brother.
不可能。也不应该因为钱跟大家反目成仇。
I should not become enemies of him just because of his money.
所以他很努力的把这个债啊替他弟弟啊还给那个银行。
So he worked very hard to repay back all the debts that his brother owed.
这个在外邦人来说，一般来说啊是非常不太可能的事情。
In the non-believers, this is very unbelievable.
我们这位弟兄要为了还这些债，也是省吃俭用啊，一段很长的时间，非常的辛苦。
And this brother of ours, he saved up and he cut back on his spending for a long time.
但是他知道要放手，知道不计较的时候，就不要再计较。
But he learned that he needs to open his hand. He needs to learn to forgive.
那感谢神呢？神后来让这位弟兄啊，得到神很大的祝福，经济上慢慢要起来。
But thank God, this brother was greatly blessed by God. His financial situation became better.
吃了一点亏，但是神呢，要再祝福他的生活。
Even though he lose out, but God continued to bless him.
兄弟的感情也得到维持。
And their brothers relationship was maintained.
因为人最看重的就是钱。
Because people really emphasize the most of money.
因为钱吵架的亲戚啊，兄弟啊，甚至父子啊，都很多。
And there are so many cases where brothers and sisters, also the fathers and children, they argue or fight because of money.
所以神就告诉以色列百姓，你每七年就要学习放手一次。
That's why God encouraged the people of Israel every 7 years you learn to forgive debt once.
不要把钱看得那么重。
Don't hold on to money too much.
尤其是那些穷人还不出钱给你的。
Especially those who are poor and not able to repay you.
就算了吧，不要再讲了。
Just let go.
这样在神的地中就没有穷人了。
So in this way, there will not be any poor in God's land.
还有第六节说呢，神要因为你这个松手放手，要大大的祝福你。
In verse 6, God also say that because you forgive other people the debt, God will bless you.
你会继续有钱，可以借给许多国的民。
You will be very rich enough that you can lend to other nations.
第六节这里讲得很清楚啊，还有你不用向他们借钱。
And verse 6 also be very clear that you don't need to borrow money from others.
这个是很大的应许啊。
That is a great blessing.
你希望当借钱问人家借钱生活的那一个人，还是希望可以借钱给人家那一个？
Do you want to be a creditor or a lender?
神的祝福啊，如果你放手，你对你的兄弟好一点。
So God's blessing is that if you let go, if you treat your brother as well,
神会祝福你。
Then God will bless you.
所以整个精神就告诉我们，不要把物质的东西看得太重。
So the whole spirit of this passage is to tell us not to emphasize too much on physical things.
有人问你借钱，要不要借？
So if other people ask you to lend them money, do you lend?
当然，如果是弟兄姐妹，又是生活有艰难的、紧急的。
Of course, if it's brothers and sisters who are living in hardship,
如果这个钱你收不回来的，你也不会介意的，当然就可以考虑。
And it's the money that even though you lend it, it will not hinder you, then you can consider.
最主要是精神，就是不要因为财政、财务、金钱的问题呢，跟亲人啊、教会弟兄姊妹之间呢翻脸，这样就不好了。
But the most important thing is not to hold grudges or to cause any hatred between brothers and sisters for the sake of money.
要松手。
Had to let go.
第二点呢，要学习松手来施舍。
And the second point is we had to open our hands to give generosity.
免债呢只是一个消极的，就说好你欠我就算了，我就不谈了。
To forget debt, this is a passage way.
但是你看到有一个有需要的贫穷人或者是紧急需要的人在你面前，你会不会松手来救济他呢？
But on the other hand, if you see someone who's poor, who's in need, do you open your hand to help that person?
15章第七节。
Chapter 15, verse 7.
在耶和华你神所赐给你的地上，无论哪一座城，你弟兄中若有一个穷人，你不忍着心呢，如果这里的手不帮着你穷乏的弟兄，总要向他松手， 照他所缺乏的借给他，补足他的不足。
7. If there is among you a poor man of your brethren within any of the gates in your land which the Lord your God is giving you, you shall not harden your heart nor shut your hand from your poor brother.
好，那这里特别讲到另外一个情况，就是如果有人呢，真的是在你的生活身边当中有一些很缺乏。
So here is describing another situation where those who are living among you are truly in need or lacking.
你要松手，你不要把手抓得很紧啊。
Then you have to open your hand and not shut your hand.
这里说不要忍着心了，说嘿，硬下心情来，不要管了，穷人那么多，棒的哪一个？
Here is especially described not to harden your heart and say that there's so many poor people which one shall help.
也不能说我也没有很多钱啊，为什么我要帮他，别人就不帮他。
Then you cannot say to yourself, I'm poor myself, I cannot help others.
圣经说，你看到你穷乏的弟兄，你要学习松手。
Here the Bible tells us, if you saw a poor brother of yours, you have to open your hand.
叫他所缺乏的借给他，补给他。
And to give to him what he lacks.
这个就是神要我们去做的事情。
This is what God wanted us to do.
像小弟去到非洲啊。
For example, when I went to Africa,
就看到弟兄姐妹那么穷，真的心里面非常的愁苦。
When I saw all the brothers and sisters, they're so poor, I'm very troubled.
当我们烦恼说，等一下晚上吃日本餐呢，还是意大利餐的时候，他们就烦恼说，食物从哪里来？
When we are worried about, or should we eat Italian or Japanese, they're worried about where is their next meal.
当我们烦恼说，哎呀，要房子买在哪一个学区比较好，孩子是哪个学校比较好，他们连什么学校都好，连学费都缴不出来。
For us, we worry about which school area should we go to, which school is better. They don't even have a school to go to.
当我们考担心说生病了去看哪一个专科比较有名，他们连最基本的医药费也拿不出来。
When we worry about which specialist is more famous, so it's good for my sickness, they don't even have a doctor.
当我们教会里面设备很好，但是他们的最基本的电风扇冷气也没有。
When your church all equipment is very good and very well running, they don't even have a church or chapel.
圣经说我们看到穷人不要塞住怜悯的心。
So the Bible tells us that when we see poor people, we should not harden our hearts.
无论是教会的弟兄姐妹，
whether or not it's within the church,
或者是在路上看到乞丐，看到homeless 没有 住家的人，
or when you see poor or homeless,
我们就不要想那么多，不要说哎呀，他可能是骗人的，他可能是假的。
You should not worry too much and think that this is a trickster, that he's deceiving people.
有机会帮人家，我们多少要尽量要去松手去做。
If we have an opportunity, we should try to help others.
第九节这里就说了，你要谨慎了，不可以心里起恶念，说哎呀，第七年快到了我现在你恶眼看你的穷乏的弟兄，什么都不给他，以致他因为你求告耶和华，罪便归于你了。
Verse 9, it says, Beware lest there be a wicked thought in your heart, saying, The seventh year, the year of release, is at hand, and your eyes be evil against your poor brothers, and give him nothing, and he cry out to the Lord against you, and it becomes sin among you.
有时候人会很会算哦，想说，哎呀，明年就安息年了，那今年我要借给你，不是明年就收不回来了吗？那就不借。
And so some people, they are very, people are very calculative. They think that next year is the Sabbath year, so if I lend it to you right now, there won't be enough time for you to repay me.
有需要的我们要帮助。
But when there's a need, we must help.
我们看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
第十二节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 12.
这是主耶稣告诉我们人与人之间相处的原则。
Here, Lord Jesus tells us a principle for us when we deal with other people.
七章的第十二节。
Chapter 7, verse 12.
所以无论何事，你们愿意人怎么样待你们，你们也要怎么样待人，因为这是律法和先知的道理。
12. Therefore, whatever you want men to do to you, you also do them, for this is the law and the prophets.
人与人之间的相处，主耶稣用一句话就来形容的特别好。
How do we deal with other people? Lord Jesus gave us a very good principle.
你希望人家怎么对你？
However you want other people to treat you,
你先去怎么对人？
You treat other people the same way.
如果你希望别人对你很慷慨，
If you want other people to be generous towards you,
你有需要帮助的时候有人会帮你。
You want other people to help you when you're in need,
那平常你就尽量松手，能够去帮那个比你更需要的人。
Then in normal times, you should lose your hands and help those who are in need.
我们教会以前有一个长老他事业做得很大。
Back then, there is an elder of our church. He is very successful in his business.
他也很看重这个教育。
And he very emphasized on education.
所以教会里面有一些青年呢，他们考到大学，但是没有学费的，都会去找他，就借钱来交学费。
So there, sometimes in the church, when brothers and sisters who got into college, but they don't have money to pay for tuition, they'll come to this elder.
那通常啊，有人有年轻人来向他借学费的话，他都来者都不拒。
And whenever the brothers and sisters come to ask him for a loan, he will never reject them.
通常他们年轻人来问他说啊，哪个学校借多少？他说好，那你写个借据。
And so sometimes a brother or sister will come and say, I'm going to this in this university, I need this amount of money. And so he said, okay, write down your borrowing slip.
他就借给他了。
So then he lent it to them.
后来那个借据他拿到之后呢，就是把它撕掉，丢垃圾桶。
And whenever he gets those slip, he'll tear it up and put it into the garbage bin.
那么多人去借啊，有一些时候是有一些是真的是需要的，有一些就不是这么是那么需要的。
And there's a lot of people who ask him to lend it to them. Sometimes they need it, but sometimes they don't really need it.
有一些人就问了，哎呀，长老你谁来借学费你都借，那你不怕被人家骗吗？
So some people will ask elder, there are a lot of people who ask you, don't you afraid that you might be deceived?
哎呀，长老说没有关系。
So the elder said, not to worry.
我能够尽量做的，我就做。
Whatever I can do, I'll do it.
如果我真的是拒绝了一个真的有需要的。
If indeed I've rejected someone who is truly in need,
那就太可惜了。
Then it's too pitiable.
所以没有关系，怜悯穷人的圣经说，这是借给耶和华。
So he says it's okay when we have mercy on the poor who are lending it to God.
所以圣经鼓励我们，十五章说，你看到有需要的人，松手吧。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 15, encourage us when you saw a poor man, let your hand go.
因为圣经说，施比受更有福。
The Bible teaches us it's better, more blessed to receive than to blessed to give than to receive.
尤其今天我们家里的小孩子哦，都很优厚的环境当中长大。
Especially our children nowadays, they grew up in very good environment.
从小都得到父母长辈们很多的爱。
When they're young, they receive a lot of love from the parents and the grandparents.
但是你爱他更多，不代表他很容易就会去爱别人。
If you love him a lot, it doesn't mean that they'll learn to love others.
有时候很多人给他爱，他长大反而变得很自私。
Sometimes when a lot of people give that person love, he might grow up to be selfish.
因为接受爱是很容易的。
Because receiving love is very easy, you don't have to learn it.
但是给爱呢，就要学。
But to give love, you have to learn.
因为给出去了是违反人的本性，违反人的罪性。
Because when you give out, this is against your human nature, against your sinful nature.
人的罪性就是贪心。
Our sinful nature is to be greedy.
通常是本来越来已经有很多的东西的人反而贪心。本来已经有很多的人反而贪心。
Those who have already a lot, they are the ones that are more greedy.
在网络现在都有常常都有一些就 social experiment 啊，社会实现。
Online there is a lot of social experiments.
有人就拿一堆钱。
Some people will give a pile of money.
看到一个穿西装的，像我这样的。
And they will see someone who wear a suit.
就说了，哎，先生啊，今天我心情很好，我有很多钱哦，看你需要多少，你尽量拿。
And he will say to that those who have suits, who are properly dressed, and say, "I have a lot of money. I'm very good mood. I can give it to you."
西装笔挺的，然后看起来很有教育、很有水平的时候，问他说：“真的，免费？”对呀，真的，你要多少你就拿。
And so those who are properly dressed and who seem to be educated and ask, they say, it's really free, you can give it to me.
你猜那个穿西装的怎么做？
And what were those people who in suit do?
谢谢哦，谢谢 ，thank you。全部拿，把那个袋子里面的美金呢，全部收到口袋里面。
And so those people will take all the money and take all the money dollars into their pockets.
那同样的，把这一袋钱拿给一个坐在路边的，好像是流浪汉或是 homeless 的。
But if you do the same experiment and take a bag of money and give it to like a poorest person,
先生啊，今天我心情很好。哎呀，这些钱哦，你看你需要多少，你就拿。
And they will tell this person, today I'm in a good mood, Mister. You can take whatever money you want.
那个 homeless 的那个流浪汉就跟他说，真的好，那我就拿五块就好了。
And the homeless will say, oh really? Okay, I'll just take $5.
那个做实验的问他说，这个是随便你拿哦。你可以拿多一点。
And the experimenter will say that you can take any amount. You can take any amount.
不用不用，我拿五块就够了。
That person will say it's enough. $5 is good.
为什么不多拿
？Why don't you take more？
别人可能也有需要啊，你去问问别人，我拿五块就够了。
You say other people might be in need as well. I just need five.
这是真的实验。
That's a real experiment.
这个告诉我们什么？
What does this tell us?
有时候我们拥有的越多啊，反而越贪心。
Sometimes when the more that we have, the more greedy we become.
拥有的越多啊，手都抓得越紧。
The more we have, the more our hands is shut.
但是那个拥有的少的呢，反而容易给出去。
But those who have less, they are more willing to give.
所以圣经说你要松手。
That's why the Bible tells us we have to open our hands.
你向别人松手，神就向你松手。
If you open our hands to others, then God will open His hand to us.
你的手很紧。
If your hands are shut,
神说好啊，那我一样用你的手来对你。
Then God will use the same your same hand and towards you.
中文有一句成语，英文很难翻，叫铁公鸡。
There is a very, very good Chinese saying. It's called being an iron rooster.
怎么叫铁公鸡？
So what does it mean to be an iron rooster?
因为它是铁做的嘛，所以毛都拔不起来，一毛不拔。
Because they are iron rooster, you cannot pluck any money out from that person.
是你很 stingy 啊，你很小气的意思。
That means that you are very stingy.
所以如果有人形容你是铁公鸡，你不要很高兴，说哇，我很壮啊，我很强啊。
So if other people describe you using this Chinese saying, saying that you are an iron rooster, don't be proud of it.
如果有人说你是铁公鸡，代表你很小气，每次吃饭都别人请。
If you are iron rooster, it means that you are very stingy.
换你的时候你就跑掉。
If it's your turn, you hide yourself and run away.
要帮别人的时候你就装作没听见。
When it's your turn to help other people, you pretend you did not hear.
这个叫铁公鸡啊。
That's iron rooster.
铁公鸡呢，神就不喜欢。
And God does not like you being iron rooster.
神希望你松手。
God wants you to lose your hand.
你多撒出去，神就撒给你更多，让你可以撒出去。
The more you sow and give, God will give you more so that you can give even more.
神是不会直接去帮助别人，神是透过这些爱神的人去帮助别人的。
Because sometimes God will not directly help other people. God wants to help through those people who love God.
神的叫比较贫穷的肢体，比较贫穷的人，就是希望比较富足的去帮助他们。
God has also made those body who are weak and poor so that those body who are strong and rich could help them.
好，第三种松手。
And the third type of letting go.
就是你要松手来释放那些服侍你的奴仆啊。
Is that you have to let your hand go, open your hands to those who serve you, your servants.
十五章的第十二节。
Chapter 15, verse 12.
十五章第十二节，你弟兄中若有一个希伯来男人或是希伯来女人被卖给你，服侍你六年，到第七年，你就要任他自由出去了。
12, if your brother, a Hebrew man or a Hebrew woman, is sold to you as servers, and serves you 6 years, and in the 7 years you shall let him go free from you.
13节，你任他自由的时候，不可使他空手而去。
13, and when you send him away free from you, you should not let him go away empty-handed.
这第三种要松手的，就是要松手，要释放别人，不要让人家当你的奴仆。
And the third way of letting you open your hands is to let go your bond servant and so that they will not serve you always.
当时的社会阶级里面呢，有奴隶这个阶级。
In the society at that time, there is a class called the bond servant class.
因为他自己啊没有钱还债，所以把自己也卖了。
Because they don't have any money to repay other people, so they even sell themselves.
所以他就当别人的奴仆。
So they become a servant, a slave to other people.
这个是没有钱的，就以工来抵债。
So they are not receiving any salaries or wages. They're using their labor to return the debt.
也没有休假的。
And so they won't have any vacation.
没有福利的。
They have no benefits.
更没有自由。
They even more so have no freedom.
你要一直把他留在你的家里。
You have to keep that person in your house always.
他如果逃走了。被抓到了，你有权可以杀他，你有权可以告他，让他被审判，甚至会处死的。
And if that person runs away, you might even have the right to sue that person or even kill that person.
因为你有他生命的主权，他是卖给你的。
Because that person has sold himself to you, you have the right to his life.
这是神特别规定，如果你那个奴仆是以色列人的话，你就不能这样对他。
But God especially have this command that if that person is a Hebrew person, you should not do so.
到了第七年呢，安息年呢，你一定要放他走。
On the seventh year, the seventh year, you shall let him go.
你让他得到自由。
you shall give that person freedom.
那神也会祝福你。
And God will bless you.
那为什么你要放他走呢？
Why would you let that person go?
第十五节。
Verse 15.
要纪念你在埃及地也做过奴仆啊，耶和华你的神也将你救赎，因此我今日吩咐你做这件事。
15. You shall remember that you were a slave in the land of Egypt, and the Lord your God redeemed you. Therefore, I command you this thing today.
原来释放奴仆，这个不单只是说因为有爱心啊，或者是对他好这样而已。
So releasing a slave is not only because you have love or you treat him very nicely,
而是神告诉他们，
but God is telling the people
你自己也当个奴仆，
that you were once a slave,
那我释放了你了，
that I have released you,
那难道你不应该释放别人吗？
Then wouldn't you also learn to release others?
说因为神的释放，我们也要是释放。
And because God has released us, we also learn to release.
你不要把别人欠你的东西，把这个人一直抓在你的身边，一直看着他，一直让他报偿你。
And you cannot just hold on to that person until that person repays all that he owes.
说实在，你如果有奴仆的话，你一看到那个人，就会想到你欠我多少钱。
To be honest, if you see this servant, you always remember how much that person owed you.
比如说如果我欠 William 100万，我当他奴仆，他一看到我就会想起100万。
For example, if I owe William $1 million, and whenever William saw him, he will remember that $1 million.
我人要在这边啊，起码我跑掉的话，他100万就没有了。那我在的话，至少做牛做马，看什么时候还清这个100万。
At least this person is here. Whenever William sees him, he will be reminded of that money.
所以对一个债主来说，一看到那个被捆绑的人，就想起他欠了多少。
So towards someone who lends money, whenever he sees the person that he borrowed that he borrowed from him, he will be remembered of the amount.
神说你要释放吧。
But God taught them to let go.
释放你的奴仆吧。
To let your servants go.
那我们今天呢，生活当中也没有什么人当我们的奴仆了。
Today in our life, we don't really have any servants or slaves.
但是我们要释放什么呢？
But what do we release?
我们要释放自己对别人心里面的仇恨。
We have to release the hatred that we have towards others in our hearts.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
路加福音的第六章。
Luke chapter 6.
路加第六章的三十七节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 37.
路加六章三十七节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 37.
六章三十七节。
Luke 6:37.
你们不要论断人，就不被论断；你们不定人的罪，就不被定罪；你们要饶恕人，就必蒙饶恕。饶恕的原文呢，就是说释放。
36. Judge not, and you shall not be judged. Condemn not, and you shall be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. And the original word for forgiven is to let go, open your hands.
主耶稣这里讲了一个属灵的原则。
Here, Lord Jesus gave us a spiritual principle.
第一，你怎么对人，别人也会怎么对你。
First of all, whatever way you do to other people will treat you the same.
这是不会改变的，一定是。
This will not change. This is for certain.
第二呢，你怎么对人，神也会怎么对你。
And secondly, however you treat other people, God will treat you the same.
你用什么良器，第三十八节，你用什么良器给别人，神也用什么良器，或者别人也用什么良器来量给你。
38. Whatever measure you use to others, others will use the same to you, and God will also use the same measure to you.
譬如说你整天在论断别人啊，在批评别人啊，神也会整天批评你，整天会论断你。
For example, if you always judge other people and condemn other people, God will do the same to you.
好了，如果你饶恕人呢，神就饶恕你。
Similarly, if you learn to forgive other people, God will also forgive you.
原文不是用饶恕这个字，原文是用释放。
And the original word for this forgiveness is to release, to let go.
就是说，如果你释放别人，别人就释放你。
Meaning that if you release other people will release you.
或者你自己就会被释放。
And you yourself will be released.
什么叫释放？什么叫饶恕呢？
What does it mean to be released? What does it mean to be forgiven?
常常有人说啊，饶恕就是要忘记。
Some people will say that to forgive meant to forget.
但是其实不是这样子。
But it's not so.
因为忘记不是你主观你自己可以控制的事情。
Because forgetting is not anything that you can control.
有些事情你越想忘记，你越难忘记。
Some things, the more you want to forget, the harder it is for you to forget.
你一提醒自己说我要忘记的时候，你又想起了。
Because whenever you try to remind yourself to forget, you are already being reminded.
他以前对我怎么不好?
You remember how that other people mistreat you.
他小时候怎么对我?
How he mistreat you when I was young.
自己没有办法放开, 没有办法放松, 没有办法释放。
When you yourself is not able to let go and to forgive,
结果受苦的是他自己。
The one that is suffering is yourself.
有一个姐妹,
There was this sister.
她小时候跟她的 亲姐姐相处的不是很好。
When she was young, she had a bad relationship with her older sister.
可能是因为自己在家里被忽略。
Perhaps she was one being always ignored.
但是她也不晓得什么原因。
And she didn't know for what reason.
这是跟姐姐的感情就很不好。
She just dislikes the sister and have a bad relationship.
她在她的印象当中，成长过程没有一天是快乐的。
And in her mind, in her growing up, she was never happy for a single day.
这个阴影啊，这个不快乐，一直带到她成长。
The shadow, this unhappiness has always been with that sister.
她就不知道为什么她的人生啊会这样子。
And she did not understand why her life has to be like this.
影响她跟她自己的家庭的人的关系。
And it even affected her own life and her own family life.
有一次她读到这个圣经，也听了这个讲道。
And one day she read up to this verse and also heard the sermon.
讲道的人就用圣经跟大家讲。
And the preacher or the sermon speaker used the Bible to tell everyone.
在你过去的人生的经历当中，有没有哪一件事情啊，是你今天还是很介意，今天也没有办法放开的？
And so the sermon speaker asked, "Is there anything that in your life there's even today you still not able to forgive?"
一想起你会很紧张、很不安、很焦虑、很愤怒。
And when you think of it, you become very anxious, very nervous, and very angry.
哎，他这样听了这个道理，一想。 哎呀，有一件事情。
And when she heard of it, and she thought of it, and she thought of this thing.
哇，原来她姐姐在她很小的时候。
Or that she thought of that her sister when they were both young.
欺负她。
The sister bullied her.
把她最爱一个手做的洋娃娃。
That she has handmade a doll.
她姐姐有一天呢，就很皮啊，也很不晓得什么原因了，用她剪刀啊，一个剪破。
That her older sister, for some reason, maybe she was naughty, she cut it up.
剪破之后的，哇，姐姐很高兴来笑她。
And after she did that, she was very happy and even mocked her.
哇，这个事情啊，造成这个小女孩的阴影，一直都在她的生命当中。
And because of this event, I caused this little sister to have this shadow to be always in her.
对她心中啊，对她的亲姐姐啊，有一个很大的不满。
So towards her own sister, she has this great discontent that she cannot be open up.
对她的家庭也不能放开。
And towards her own family members, she cannot let go.
所以每次想到都很痛苦。
Every time she thought of it, she was very in pain.
永远记住这件事情。
She forever remembered this.
我就那个这样一个娃娃，为什么姐姐这样对我？
I only have this precious doll of mine. Why would you do that?
没有办法放开。
She cannot let go.
但是直到他读到这个经节。And
until she read this verse,
他知道主耶稣要他放开。She
learned that Lord Jesus wanted her to let go.
不是忘记，你没有办法忘记。It
is not to forget. You will not be able to forget.
但是呢，要让他走。But
you have to let it go.
不要再把他绑住。
You cannot be always bounded by it.
就像约瑟面对他哥哥的时候。
Just like how Joseph when he faced his brothers.
这些哥哥实在太坏了。
These brothers of his are really wicked.
啊，卖了约瑟。
They sold Joseph.
约瑟一个人17岁就被卖到埃及。
Now when he was 17, he was by himself and being sold to Egypt.
离开他的家庭。
That he was away from the family members.
受了很多很多的苦。
And he suffered a lot.
都是因为哥哥的不好。
All because his brother treated him so wicked.
哥哥本来是要保护弟弟的。
Originally, older brothers are supposed to protect the younger ones.
但是哥哥，亲哥哥却出卖了弟弟。
But his flesh and blood, his own brothers betrayed him.
约瑟的痛啊，并不是在波提法家里被诬告，也不是在监牢里面很辛苦。
Joseph's pain is not because he suffered in Potiphar's house or because he was in jail.
约瑟的痛是在乎于他在乎的哥哥出卖了他，还有他爱的哥哥出卖了他。
Joseph's pain comes from the one that he loved, his own kind sold him.
这种心理的创伤啊，是没有办法弥补的，靠人的心理治疗没有办法弥补的。
This kind of pain cannot be healed by any human counseling.
所以经过很多年，他看到他哥哥的时候。
So even after many years, when he saw his own brothers.
好了，我的机会来了，让你们好看。
So he thought that my opportunity is here. I'll give you something good.
把他锁起，把那哥哥下到监牢里面，让他们害怕一下。
So he tried to scare his brother and put them in jail.
这是心理的补偿啊。
This is to make it up in his heart.
这个每个人都会有，我们不是神啊，我们都是人啊，我们都会有这种心理的反应跟补偿的心理。
Everyone will have such a heart that we want to make it even.
但是我们会发觉，当我们要补偿的时候，要把别人捆绑的时候，自己也在受苦。
But we also realize that when we want to make it even, when we want to bond other people, we ourselves is suffering.
于是心里很挣扎。
So Joseph's heart is struggling.
到底要不要跟他们相认？
Should I make myself known to them? Or should I
到底要不要原谅他们
？Should I forgive them?
如果不原谅要怎么样
？If I don't forgive them, what happen?
难道把他们杀了吗
？Should I kill them?
难道把他们一辈子下在监牢里面吗
？Should I always put them in the dungeon?
这样也不是最好。
That is not the best way.
放他们出来吧。
So let's release them.
相认，跟他们相认。
He made himself known to them.
互相的拥抱来哭。
They hugged each other and they wept.
原来就是在痛哭，在放开自己的时候，他自己反而得到医治。
It is in the moment that he released his brothers, he himself was released of his pains.
当约瑟决定要释放那些哥哥从监牢里面出来的时候
，When Joseph learned to let his brothers go and to forgive his brothers.
约瑟决定要跟他们相认的时候
，When Joseph wanted to make himself known to the brothers,
他把他哥哥从他心中释放出去。
He released his brothers from his heart.
他也释放了自己。
At the same time, he also released himself.
他知道是神的旨意，原是好的。
He learned that this is God's good will.
所以他没有被捆绑。
So he was not bonded.
所以。生命记第十五章这里所说的这个要释放你的奴仆啊，太美好的教训。
So Deuteronomy chapter 15 taught us that we had to release our bond servants. It's such a wonderful teaching.
你释放人啊，神也释放你。
When you release other people, God will release you.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天也想一想啊，在你心里面，你过去成长的过程也好，最近的生活也好。
So brothers and sisters, we have to think back in our life, in our growth.
有哪一件事情到今天你还是耿耿于怀的
？Is there anything that's in your heart you still hold grudges？
有什么人你一想起他你还是很不开心的
？Is there anybody in your heart that when you think of that person you are still mad？
有哪一个人你很爱他，但是他让你受伤
？Is there anybody that you really loved but he hurt you so much？
你不愿意放开了
？That you're not willing to let go？
如果还有
，Is there still that someone？
你一定要学习放开。
You have to learn to let go。
安息年呢、啊？有释放你才有安息、啊。
So Sabbath year, it is only when you let go, you have rest.
你一天不释放，你一天没有安息。
So every day that you do not want to release, every day you will not be free.
你可以选择继续的恨。
You can choose to continue to hate.
但是受苦的是你自己。
But the one that is suffering is yourself.
有一个故事这样讲。
There is a story that goes like this.
有两个人同时被毒蛇咬。
There was two people who were bitten by a snake.
一个呢就很冷静。
One is very calm.
马上呢咬他自己的伤口，把那些毒血吐出来。
Immediately he treated his wound and spit out the poisonous blood.
拿刀啊，把那些烂的肉啊，或者是有血的、有毒的那些肉啊，把它刮出来。
Immediately he took the knife to scrape away all the poisonous or the bad flesh.
因为他很冷静，这样处理他的毒的伤，所以呢。包好之后呢，那个毒就没有扩散。
And because he was very calm, he treated his wounds. He was well. He
救了他自己一命。
He saved himself.
另外一个人呢，就不是这样。
The other person was not so.
他很生气。
He was very angry.
这条什么毒蛇咬我
？This horrible snake, you want to bite me?
刀就拿起来就追那个蛇。
So he took the knife and chased after the snake.
跑啊跑啊跑啊！
So he ran and he ran and he ran.
看到那个蛇，一刀就砍下去了，给他千多万对。
And he saw the snake and chopped the snake up.
都还没有砍完的时候，认为他 跑得太快了，那个血液循环太厉害，所以毒都跑到心脏，他就死掉了。
Because he ran really fast, his heart beat up really fast, and all the poison circulated in his body, so he died.
可能那条蛇是有被他砍死了。
So perhaps that snake was cut up, chopped by him.
但是他自己也死了。
But he himself, he also died.
所以两个人同时被毒蛇咬。
So two people, they were both bitten by a snake.
但是呢，处理方法不一样。
But the way they handle the situation is different.
有智慧的人都是自己从在心灵里靠着神的力量啊，把那些毒啊，把那些仇恨拿走。
So those who are wise, they will rely on the power of God. So in their hearts, they remove the poison.
最后一样要松手的。
The last thing that we had to let go.
就是要松手奉献给神。
We had to let go and to open our hands and to offer to God.
第十五章第十九节。
Chapter 15, verse 19.
十九节，你牛群羊群中投生的，凡是公的都要分别为圣，归耶和华你的神。牛群中投生的不可用它耕地。羊群中投生的也不可以剪毛。
19. All the firstborn males that comes from your herds and your flocks, you shall sanctify to the Lord your God. You shall do no work with the firstborn of your herd, nor shear the firstborn of your flock.
这个也是要松手啊。
This is something that you have to let go as well.
投生的要归给神。
The firstborn you have to offer it to God.
那为什么投生的要归给神呢？
Why do you have to offer your firstborn?
因为投生的本来是要被灭的，就是在埃及的时候投生的要被灭的。
Because the firstborn originally in Egypt, they were supposed to be destroyed.
因为神的救赎啊，投生的就被留下来了。
Because of God's salvation, the firstborn was saved.
所以那个投生的是属于神的。
So those that are firstborn, they belong to God.
这个要世世代代都要纪念，都要这样记住的。
And this has to be passed down and be remembered all the generations.
那投生要归给神的，也是代表你要感恩的意思。
And to offer your firstborn also means that you have to give thanksgiving offerings.
你属于神的要先归给神，神就会更祝福你。
Whatever that belongs to God, you have to give it to God, and God will bless you even more.
比如说你养了那只牛啊，很久，它生 baby 了啊，第一胎生下来的，哎，这个小牛就是归给神的。
And so when you have a cow and that cow gave birth, so the first calf you offer to God.
所以头生代表那个最你最看重的，也最看为宝贵的。
The firstborn also means something that you look highly of, something that you deem very precious.
因为你之前没有嘛，现在突然间有。
Because before you don't have any, but now you have something.
神说：“我给你头生的，你要松手，你要把它送到圣殿，是归给我的。”
Therefore, God taught them that whatever you have as a firstborn is given by God, so you have to offer it to God.
这个就是神要我们遵守的事。
So this is something that God wanted us to abide by.
神要我们献上你最爱的，而不是献那个你不爱的。
God wanted us to offer what we love and not the one that we despise.
那属于神的东西，你也要归给神。
And whatever belongs to God, you have to offer it to God.
但我们今天每一个人属灵上都是主头生的长子。
And also spiritually, every one of us, we are the spiritual firstborn of God.
那另外属于神的事呢，也有很多。
And there are other things that belongs to God.
以物质上来说呢，我们今天的十分之一就是归耶和华为圣的。
Physically speaking, our tithe offering is belonging to God, and that is sacred.
你要归给神的，你要松手。
Whatever belongs to God, you have to open your hands.
神就会祝福你。
Then God will bless you.
神不是需要我们的物质。
God does not need anything from us physically.
而是看你听不听神的话。
But rather, God wants to see if you obey His commands.
如果舍得松手。
If you learn to let go.
神会让你更得到福气。
God will bless you even more.
所以这一章里面有四种的松手。
Here in this chapter, there are four types of opening up your hands.
松手免债。
You open your hands to forgive debts.
松手施舍。
You open your hands to give generously.
松手释放。
You open your hands to release your bondservant.
松手来奉献。
And you open your hands to